Today on Press TV, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has called for practical steps to remove barriers to Iran's economic cooperation with other countries. Speaking in a press conference with New Zealand's Foreign Minister Murray McCulley, Zarif said the US must do more to facilitate interactions under the nuclear deal with Iran. A committee of Greek judges has ruled that Turkey is unsafe for sending back Syrian asylum seekers who arrive in the European country. The judges also noted that migrants in Turkey are deprived of basic human rights and many of them are at risk of being transferred to war-torn Syria. Syrian forces are pressing ahead with an offensive against Takfiri terrorists in the Damascus countryside. The Syrian troops, backed by Hezbollah fighters, managed to drive on Nusra Front out of 13 villages in the eastern Ghouta region. The villages were under the control of the Al-Qaeda affiliate since 2012. The United States rejects Russia's proposal to launch joint airstrikes against militants in Syria from next week. The Pentagon says the US will not collaborate or coordinate with Russians on any operation. Moscow has proposed joint air raids against Nusra Front and other militants who fail to observe the ceasefire. A group of seven finance ministers have sounded the alarm of Britain's possible exit from the European Union, calling it a shock to the world economy. The ministers who came together in Japan said the so-called Brexit would complicate the global economic environment. An Afghan citizen has been cleared for release from the US military's notorious prison at Guantanamo Bay after spending about 14 years without charge. US forces had captured the detainee, identified by the single name Obaidullah, after finding about 20 landmines near his home in Khust province. And Brazilian protesters have poured out onto the streets of Sao Paulo calling for the resignation of interim president Michel Temer. The protesters held banners and chanted slogans in support of suspended president Dilma Rousseff. She was suspended for 6 months following the Senate vote to impeach her. Those were the latest here on Press TV.